Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Tomorrow marks a primary in New York, and in Westchester County, there is one where the victor could tip the balance of power in the state Senate.
The first of a two-step. In Westchester County, they're looking to fill a seat that was vacated by George Latimer, a Democrat who became the county executive, and it's between the race Democrat Shelley Mayer, who's an assemblywoman right now, and Republican Julie Killian. If the Democrat wins, and they win a Bronx race as expected, the Democrats will have a numerical majority in the state Senate. But things being the way they are, that doesn't mean they'll be running the chamber. That's going to depend on what Brooklyn Democrat Simcha Felder does. Felder right now caucuses with the Republicans and hasn't said what he will do. He said he'll make his decision after Tuesday's races.
Meanwhile, you have a couple of exclusives following on what you just said, that the Republicans are warning the governor on the appointment of nominees.
The Republicans stay in charge. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan sent a letter to Cuomo's counsel saying it's no longer going to be business as usual when it comes to confirmation of his appointments. The Republicans say they'll no longer take up appointments on the same day they're sent to them, and they're going to get more scrutiny now. This comes at a time when, obviously, the governor's on board with trying to flip the Senate to the Democrats, so it's very tense right now.
Another exclusive, gun violence and states studying what the feds will not.
New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Delaware, and even Puerto Rico have agreed that they will create this consortium to study gun violence and come up with policy analysis and recommendations. It comes when the federal government has a rule in place that the federal money can't be used for research into gun violence. So the states are saying they're going to take it into their own hands.
Finally, back when Zephyr Teachout challenged New York Governor Cuomo in a primary, she did quite well, based largely on free media. The same seems to be happening with the current challenger, Cynthia Nixon.
Look, a lot has been made of Cuomo's fundraising advantage. He has $31 million in the bank, and people have said that that's going to be hard to overcome. But Cynthia Nixon, given her celebrity, she's an actress, she has been able to curry favor with the free media. She's been all over in various outlets, whether it's the New York Times Magazine, Wendy Williams Show, Amsterdam News. She's using it to reach a broader audience and at times a more targeted audience to get her message out, knowing that she'll never compete dollar for dollar with the governor.
I will note, we're still waiting for her to come on public radio. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.